Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Engel is here, too. Sean is, he covers Congress and government policy for the Kiplinger Letter, an organization that I've been, that you know, if you've been hanging around with me for a while, you know, over the years, I spent many interviews on what the Kiplinger Letter was covering, and Sean's fairly new to the Kiplinger folks. He formerly was with the Washington Examiner and Washington Times. He's been a reporter around the country over the years, and he's here to talk to us about the tax policies, the tax reform debate that's going on these days. Sean, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So, three things Americans elected Donald Trump to do. One was to get this immigration situation straightened out. Two was to repeal and replace Obamacare, get health care back on some kind of a track that we can deal with, Obamacare being a total abject failure. And three, tax reform. We need tax reform to get the economy going again. And that's that last one, that's kind of what you're focusing on these days, isn't it?
Certainly is really at the heart of Trump's agenda. Congress certainly took on health care first, but the tax reform is really what is really his first love, as far as his agenda is concerned. And it's a huge issue.
So where do you think we are right now? We know about the health care. The health care was, they had an abort, but and a lot of people threw out that was a failure. But you know what? That was, in my opinion, that's government. You know, you don't get everything you want. You debate, you discuss, and if you don't win, you go back to the drawing board and start over again, which is what happened. And now health care is out of the House, in the Senate. There, it's on its own pace. So now they're taking up a tax reform, aren't they?
Right. Now, they want to get health care done first, and that's going to take a while. We're talking weeks minimum, months probably. But having said that, that doesn't mean they're not already working on tax reform behind the scenes.
They can walk and chew gum at the same time, can't they? Allegedly.
Believe it or not, they can do that. Yeah, not always well, but they can at least try to do that. Yeah. So we've got the Ways and Means Committee in the House and tax reform writers in the Senate. I mean, they're working pretty much around the clock on this. We're not going to see tax reform hit the floor anytime soon. But they're hoping to get something done, something on the floor, vote on this later this year.
So and one thing now we need to point out, it is hard to discuss tax reform without talking about health care reform, because part of health care reform will include some tax issues that will contribute to tax reform, won't it?
Absolutely, right. And
so they're not mutually exclusive, are they?
No, they're very tied in, and the reason they're doing healthcare first, or one of the reasons, is that they're hoping that the savings that they can get from repeal and replace of Obamacare will they can use that money to sort of help pay for these tax cuts.
Because there are taxes in Obamacare that need to be gotten rid of. We need to get rid of those.
Right, and so it's not. It's not impossible to do tax reform first. I mean, just hypothetically, say healthcare just dies in the Senate and they can't jumpstart it again. Then they'll pivot and do tax reform. But
right.
It makes it a lot easier if they can get healthcare done. Mm-hmm. Get some of these savings from healthcare to help pay for the tax reform plan.
And then while they're, as the tax reform success rolls out, one of my experts says that it could be as early as July 4th on the healthcare thing, that the president possibly could sign that by July 4th. As that rolls out, while they're on that riding that wave of success, if they've already gone well down the road on tax reform, they could roll it out pretty quick and take advantage of the momentum. What do you think?
Absolutely. As hard as it's been to do health care, believe it or not, tax reform will be even more difficult. And pretty much everybody on the Hill, both parties will say that. This isn't,
right.
We're talking, well, what Trump wants, Republicans want, and even a lot of Democrats want.
It seems to me, Sean, that these days the Democrats are fighting the Republicans, and the Republicans are fighting the Democrats and each other. And that seems to be how the sides are split up. What do you think?
I've been on the Hill about 10 years, and I've never seen anything like this. This is a strange year, because you've got some major infighting in the Republican Party. Every party is not.
Don't we wish the Democrat Party would have this kind of infighting? Wouldn't that be healthy for the government?
Well, right now the Democratic strategy, at least particularly in the House, is just to kind of sit back and just watch, watch the fireworks go on in the Republican Party, because that almost derailed health care in the House.
Yep.
And it could derail it in the future, because even when the Senate, assuming they get done with their health care bill, it will look a lot different than the House bill. So then we'll have to go back to the House and negotiate a compromise between the two versions, and look out. That fight could get, that intra-party Republican fight could get pretty nasty.
But what is the main element of that they're working on? What is the anchor principle of the tax reform bill that the House is working on right now?
Well, the anchor principle really can sum it up into two words, and that's tax cuts.
But what kind of tax? I mean, is it corporate? Is it individual? Is it getting rid of the estate tax? What is it? What would you say is the one thing that's considered sort of the poster child for the movement?
Well, it's kind of a two-headed thing. It's tax cuts for business tax cuts and personal tax cuts. So on the personal side,
I tell you what, Sean, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. I'm going to let Sean get into this a little bit more and more into the weeds. But these are weeds that we like, isn't it, small business owners? Tax reform, we like those weeds. We're going to talk about that. And I'm going to ask Sean, as a professional journalist, what does he think about his profession these days? That's coming up after this break. 20 after, Sean Lingell with Kiplinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.